open mic at Displaced Hatchery in Kitsilano. AJ is an independent singer and songwriter and producer. Check out his YouTube at youtube.com/user/AJEMANER. Evie K, or Evelyn K, if you Google her name online, you'll find lots of music. I met her years ago at the Music Madhouse Records out in Lougheed and Burnaby for a event, and she was singing there. And also, I got in touch with her through a friend who had an online radio show called Locals. So we did a lot of work with Evie K documenting her shows, and you can see it all online. Go online right now and go to facebook.com/EVEE.K. Information about this wonderful, beautiful, talented singer, actress. Check her out. The next artist is Kristen Karma. I met her just on Facebook, I think, and I checked out some of her shows and was helping her with trying to book some shows, but anyways, I did see some of her shows in Vancouver, and she had a really good sound, very, very strong performance, a good entertainer, had a good band at the time. So check her website out. Yeah, Kristen Karma is an award-winning pop artist from Toronto. She did work in Vancouver, was at that time an electro-pop artist. Her catchy glam pop dances are starting to turn heads in Canadian music industry. Just recently, she was open for Grammy winner AACON, Ladies Starlight in New York City, performer at VIP Lady Gaga After Party. So she's doing really well. Good luck, Kristen. Today's show in Toronto. Thank you, DJ Maddie. And next week, you'll have to tune in to find out what's happening. I think we're still on tour. Thank you. Be safe. Enjoy the music in Toronto. Goodbye.
Nothing Can Kill My Love For You, Samia. All right, we have an interview with Luke Smith of CanQueer coming up. But first, I want to introduce another Indigenous artist. Her name is Ruby Waters. She is of Métis and Slovak heritage, and she grew up in Shelburne, Ontario. This is her song, Numbers, and I have to warn you, listeners, discretion is advised. Welcome, Luke, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Luke Smith. I am the host of CanQueer, which I believe is actually on CJSF FM.
It is.
And a whole bunch of other stations were syndicated from coast to coast to coast. And I'm the treasurer at the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Excellent. Okay, tell me about the beginnings of CanQueer. How did that all start?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great story. Mm. So It's a bit of a sad story as well. I was at the Pride Center at Carleton University in Ottawa. And at the time, in 2010, 2011-ish, there was a string of teen suicides. It was young people across the states, young gay people taking their own lives, with a sense of lack of hope, lack of opportunity. And that really hit home in Ottawa. The son of a local councillor, Jamie Hubley, passed away. He was, I think, 15 at the time. And we were in the Pride Center, and it really hit the community hard. And in the center, we were all talking, and my good friend Sebastian said to me, you know, it reminded him of when he first got involved with gay radio in Guelph, Ontario. And in Guelph, his co-host would tell his parents he's going to go practice driving. And he would drive half a block, park in front of a Circle K, and just sit there and turn the radio on. And he listened to the only gay radio show in Guelph. Mm. And then when the show finished, he'll turn the engine back on and drive back home again. He later became the host of that show. And then Sebastian joined him as the co-host. At this point, Sebastian was in Carleton doing his master's. And I was like, that's it. That's what we need to do. We need to be, and we need to normalize. We need to take up some of that space so that, you know, maybe, I don't think if Jamie Hubley had heard us, it would have, you know, moved the dial, so to speak, to use a radio term. But I think it would potentially, for the audience listening, help to normalize and bring queer experience, queer news to the forefront. And over a decade later, we're still doing a radio show. And we've been going almost every week for over 10 years, covering gay news across Canada, interviewing incredible Canadians who have done incredible things, and really sharing their stories to reach an audience, to entertain, to inform, but also to let folks know that people in our communities are doing these great things.
Amazing. Can you recommend any queer musicians?
Oh, yes. Cœur de Prêtre, which is a bisexual lady out of Quebec, is incredible. Along, it reminds me of Aria Moffett as well, out of Quebec.
Tu es plus facile à faire qu'à comprendre et tomber. Je n'ai pas pu te prendre un parti trop loin de toi. Et j'ai voulu te manquer à tes yeux fins d'exister. Et au sud de mes peines, j'ai volé loin de toi pour couvrir mon cœur d'une cirole plus noire. Que tous les regards lancés à mon écart, j'ai tenté de voler loin de toi. J'ai tenté de voler loin de toi. Tu es plus facile à suivre dans la ville qui te. Je contemple ce que je t'ai donné de ma vie.
We always try every show to play emerging Canadian queer identified musicians. So it's always somebody new. It could be Orge and the Shaman, and it could be anybody, but we're always trying to make sure that there is a space so that you as a listener get to hear incredible talent that would never reach commercial radio. But yeah, we try to make sure that we share all of that.
Excellent. And we are here in Nova Scotia. You're originally from Ottawa. Yeah, tell me a little bit about Ottawa.
So I'm originally from, I mean, I don't know if you can tell from my accent, from the valleys of Wales, not England.
Wales.
Yeah, okay. from the southern valleys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, moved over to Ontario with the family.
Yes.
Then I went and did university at Carleton in Ottawa, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I stayed, briefly lived in Toronto, and I've had the pleasure of traveling all over the country. I've been to Burnaby, I haven't seen the new station, but I saw before you recently moved, I did see the last one. And the thing that always stands out is every square inch of every wall was covered in stickers.
Yes.
And it what it showed me was that the people of CGSF and the Simon Fraser University, such a long history. And enough people who took a moment to put a sticker up.
Yes.
Of all the touring bands. Like, it really becomes a living mosaic of the culture that radio station represents. Mm-hmm. And it's truly beautiful. Like, it's incredible. But I love Ottawa. I'm biased. I've lived there. Got a home there. Got pets and a partner, and it's a great place for sure.
Excellent. Okay, so like I said, we took a car ride here to Nova Scotia from the airport. I want you to know, what was the first thing you bought in Nova Scotia?
Oh, my days. One of the first things I bought was a doner sauce, because in Ottawa is the shawarma capital of Canada. But we're talking Middle Eastern style shawarma. But in the East Coast, they have like this sweet garlicky sauce. I'm on the fence about it, but it's very, very East Coast. And I thought, this would be great. I'm gonna get it. And it was in a pouch. It was sealed. And I was like, that, boom, sold. I've got it. And it was, unfortunately, about 5 minutes. I think it was like $7. But 5 minutes later in the car, I was saying, I've got this great sauce.
Yeah.
And then I was reminded I'm going on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how well the CBSA is going to treat me with a sachet of doner sauce. Hopefully the Nova Scotian airport security can tell the difference between garlicky sweet sauce and terrorist substances. But yeah, I may need to leave it here, which is very tragic.
Oh no, I was going to say, just mail it to yourself or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Put it on a slow boat and see if, when it gets to Ottawa.
All right. So during one of your sessions here, you mentioned that one of your dreams is to not have your show. Maybe tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, no, that was a great question. Mm-hmm. From the executive director of the NCRA, Barry Rook. He asked, you know, what's a hope or dream that you would have? And it would be to be redundant. So Aaron Levy, who's also here from CIVL in Abbotsford, BC, once said to me that he uses the show, CanQueer, as a way of making sure that the audience heard those stories. But if somebody local, somebody from the area wanted to tell those stories, having it come from a neighbor, having it come from someone who lives in the area has more impact. And one day he messaged me and he says, I'm very sorry, but we've removed your show. And I said, that is great news. That is brilliant. I am so pleased that there is a student, as it happens, that was able to step up. So if you're a fan of CanQueer and you think you can do a better job, it's not a very high bar to reach, but, you know, reach out to CGSF and share, because my hope is that enough folks across the country feel inspired to share their own stories, speak about their own experiences in their own communities, that you won't need to outsource it to a guy in Ottawa to kind of share what's going on. And we can kind of get your neighbors and your communities to speak and represent themselves. So I know that the program director at CGSF is just waiting there with an axe ready to cut me the minute somebody comes with a great local show, and I'll be glad for it. I think that would be great. So even though I appreciate my audience in the Vancouver area, it. I think it'd be much better coming from one of your neighbors.
Oh, we love you, Luke. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
And thank you, ma'am.
Going on inside your head, and it's got you feeling so bad that you don't know what to do. You go to work where the morning's sunny or gray. As the time bleeds into the days, it leaves your heart red, blood cold blue. So I'm turning to you. Can't you love the disease, Bellamy? I got some beautiful blues. Then we can do as we please. Lucky streak that'll stay. I remember grand golden days when you'd play your hand and win. We'd get along on a deed, a trick or a tale, find our way to ships that'll sail. Feel the sun upon our skin. So I'm turning to you. Can't you love the disease, Bellamy? As we please, Bellamy. When fake applicants come flocking with bouquets and funny talking, you can turn them away. You're the perfect dream to show up as we watch the whole world blow up into thin white haired cliche. And then we'll find our peace of mind, you and me. Bellamy,
I got some beautiful blues.
Then we can do as we please, Bellamy.
Next, we have our final interview.
Hello and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CGSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Diana Kirkwood from Radio CJRC in Rockland, Ontario.
Hello, I'm Elisa Valise and I work for the NCRA and I'm located in Ottawa.
Perfect. Okay, so what do you think of Nova Scotia?
I think myself, it's pretty amazing. I went to visit the Big Fiddle on the boardwalk, had lunch at the restaurant on the boardwalk, and the people are friendly, love to be here.
I like it so much. I'm from a big city type of person, so small towns are very different to me, but they're beautiful. Everything's so cottage-like. The water's beautiful. We had a beautiful sunset as well yesterday with the fiddle. It was incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. Tell me about your earrings.
Okay, so my earrings are from my good friend. She creates Lego earrings, popsicle earrings, gummy bears. And a big shout out to her. All the different types of earrings, she has them.
What's her name?
Denise Arsenault, out of Ottawa.
And I see a little bling bling right there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I actually, this was given to me when I was a baby. Mm. This was like my little baptism, little gift. So I wear it usually for good luck more than anything.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, can you tell me about any musicians in your area?
So one that I've heard from the Cumberland market close to us, mm-hmm. is Jason Kokunas, and young lad, he's made it in LA apparently, and he's got like his full first LP out. So good luck there, Jason.
Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show here in Nova Scotia. Wham Bam
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Take off all of your makeup. I'm begging you to stay.
That was Ontario's Jason Kokovas, A Million Times Before, from his debut album, Tales of Sadness, Joy, and Wishful Thinking. All right, so next week we'll be featuring artists from the Maritimes. And if you don't know what a shanty is, you're going to have to tune in to find out. All right, we'll catch you all then. Stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
A sailor anymore.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.